Bonsoir. My name is David Jordan, editor avec Aché magazine, et je suis avec Song et Blues pour discuter de la première nouveau film. Ils vont devoir nous te devoir. Comment allez-vous?
Très bien.
Bien. Étiez-vous tout à l'orange du Mali? Are you originally from Mali?
Yeah.
Okay.
They understand quite a bit of English as well, so.
Okay.
You can probably ask the questions in English, and I don't even have to translate. They can answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the film was excellent. I really enjoyed the film. How much do you think the film will impact the world for those seeing it in other countries that weren't fully aware of everything that was taking place in Mali?
I guess one of them, vous pensez que le film va avoir un gros impact dans le monde pour les gens qui n'étaient pas au courant de ce qui se passait au Mali. Mais pour nous, le film très important pour l'impact en matière de communication. En matière de communication, ça veut dire que la communication s'est tellement fluide à travers l'Internet. Donc, ça permet au moins au monde entier de savoir ce qui s'est passé réellement. Au Mali, comment les artistes maliens ont vécu ces moments, comment la population malienne a vécu cette crise-là. Donc c'est un atout majeur pour nous et la population malienne.
So it's basically saying that in a world where communication is so rapid, it's so instant, it was very important to have a tool that could explain the situation in Mali, to explain precisely and in real terms what people actually lived through, what they went through. And as such, he reckons it's going to be a major advantage, a major asset, both for themselves as a band, but also more generally for Mali.
Pour beaucoup de gens, je connais quand même le Mali.
And for a lot of people to even find out for the first time that there's a country called Mali. I mean, it has great music, because la musique est super aussi, c'est un pays avec la musique, etc. So it'll be an introduction probably to a lot of people.
Definitely, because it was something like I was not aware of what was taking place in Mali in regard to the music. Like, I've heard of the things going on over there, but this was something, of course, in America that was not let be known in the media over here. So it was very informative, and it was a deep movie. Like, I really enjoyed, you know, the journeys with everybody that was in the film, and it gave me a broader scope of what's really going on over there and how music is such a big part of the culture in Mali.
Absolument. Donc, il dit que lui-même, il a appris ce qui se passe au Mali. Il était au courant de la crise, mais il avait aucune idée que la crise a impacté la musique d'une telle façon. Donc, il a dit que c'était pour lui une expérience assez profonde d'apprendre tout ça, de voir tout ça.
Okay. Where were you when you first heard of the band on the music? Did you think it was a joke, or was it? How did you find out about the band?
Où étiez-vous quand vous avez appris que la musique était officiellement interdite? Moi, j'étais au nord, à Paris. Nous étions à Paris, avant même de voir les inscriptions fermées. Avant même que les inscriptions arrivent chez nous, à dire.
Et c'était quoi ta réaction dans ton cœur, dans ta tête?
Oh, parce que c'était pas seulement la musique, il y avait les footballs, parce que toutes les activités de la jeunesse étaient interdites. Toutes les manifestations avec lesquelles les autres se divertissent. Entonces, pues nada, saludos a Prema de Prepa, que yo comino ese que
during the period of the band, I noticed in the film you all wrote the song Baba Who, which was, I enjoyed. I didn't get to hear the entire song. I would like to hear the entire song because, you know, it was playing excerpts of it in the film. But could you talk about that song and what it means to you all, considering the time that you wrote it and how it impacted you all coming together? Because it seemed at that point in the film that you all bonded even more with the writing of that song.
Et il s'interroge sur la chanson Baba Who. S'il a entendu les petits extraits qu'on peut entendre dans le film, s'il aime la chanson beaucoup. Et ça m'intéresse beaucoup de comment vous êtes arrivé à écrire cette chanson, de quoi la chanson parle, et qu'est-ce que ça disait, la chanson, qu'est-ce que la chanson dit sur la situation dans laquelle vous trouvez à ce moment où vous l'avez écrit. Baba Who, ça signifie tellement calme, je sais pas. En ce cas, mais c'est la seule manière à éviter au pays la confession. Je la force du Baba que la vérité à l'histoire de pour les guérir à la base, pour construire le pays. Ça veut dire que le côté compte beaucoup sur tous les fils qui sont avec les États-Unis, qui sont partout dans le monde.
So the soul is Baba'u means native earth, your homeland in a sense. That's what the title means.
Yeah.
And the song is saying, it's inviting Malians to come back to their native earth and to help the country. It's basically a call for help that goes out, that is being sent out to the diaspora of the country. And Mali has a very wide and large diaspora, including, as we've been discovering, a sizable community here in New York City and other parts of the state, and huge communities in France. I mean, I think the second biggest Malian city in the world is Montreuil, which is a suburb of Paris.
Okay.
And so basically he's calling everybody to come back, because the strength that he uses, the illusion, which is the strength of the baobab tree, is not in its branches or in its leaves, it's in its roots. So you need to go back to the roots of where you belong, and that's where you need to devote some time and some energy and some care and attention. So that's what he's saying in the song. Mais pourquoi est-ce que vous avez écrit cette chanson à ce moment-là,
quoi? Oui, précisément pour la fille. Précisément, on est souvent à l'endroit de la ville, mais vraiment, précisément, on l'a composé pour la fille. Parce que ce n'est pas le moment où il y a la guerre dans les pays qu'on doit aller se réfugier au Burkina Faso ou au Mauritanie. Ce n'est pas ce moment aussi que des gens sont en Europe ou en Asie, aux États-Unis, en train de regarder ce qui se passe au Mali, surtout.
Could you define the spirit of Mali with one of your songs? If it was one, which song would you choose?
Si il y avait une chanson, a song on the album, Are you asking about a song on the album or any song that they've written?
Any song that they've written. Any
okay. Song. Si avez une chanson que vous avez composée, qui serait le plus apte à écrire l'esprit du pays, l'esprit de votre pays, c'est quelle chanson? So it's going to be a song called Mami, which is on the album. It's called Mami.
Okay.
And it speaks about the colors of the Malian flag. So it's got that in it. It talks about what needs to be done, just like Babahu, what needs to be done for the country here. So I guess that there is a good example, because people say that they want to hear the values of Mali, the values that make Mali what it is. So it's that song, Mali.
Okay. Has the situation and everything that has occurred in Mali over the last few years, has it made you all better artists overall? Like, how has that shaped your perspective with life and music and putting it together with the balance?
Donc, évidemment, est-ce que la situation, la crise, a fait de vous des meilleurs artistes? Est-ce que quelque part ça vous a aidé à créer une meilleure musique? Ou qu'est-ce que ça vous a fait aussi à vous-même, votre personnalité, votre point de vue sur le monde et sur la vie?
Moi, je pense que pas les meilleurs artistes, mais des artistes.
Des artistes tout court, alors, des artistes, ouais. Mais des artistes, chacun aurait voulu parallèlement faire des mêmes choses. À cause de la crise, le groupe est né, et les gens sont là, chaque jour on pense à améliorer les choses, donc à des ennemis. Donc, comme dire, c'est la crise qui a modéré l'histoire du groupe. La crise a modéré le groupe. Et dans la mouvement, on peut dire que les chansons. Et notre manière de penser, la crise nous a beaucoup. Ça fait des impacts personnels dans une manière de voir. Je pense que ça nous a permis d'être plus engagés. Parce qu'avant la crise, on parlait comme tous les jours. Tous les jours, on parle de la crise actuellement. Jusqu'à présent, dans les grains, on peut dire encore qu'il y a la crise de la situation en Mali. Mais les gens ne sont pas plus audacieux et font des choses concrètes. Et nous, à cause de la crise, on a été beaucoup plus engagés encore devant les caméras, devant les journalistes, on parle, devant les scènes, on joue, on prend le micro, on parle du Mali, on est debout le Mali, on est beaucoup plus engagés. Donc là, on a modélé un peu un cadre d'esprit des agents, et puis aussi de devenir des actes. So, there was Uma answering the question, and he answered it in two parts. One, it's not that it made them better artists, it made them artists.
Okay.
Because the crisis created the group. They were all musicians in their own little way, doing their own little thing before, but it's the crisis that brought them together in Bamako, and it's the crisis that gave them a purpose and a job to do as musicians, as a group. You see what I mean?
Right.
So it not only made them better artists, it made them artists. Full stop.
Okay.
The second part of the answer was very, very interesting. It basically said that everyone in Mali has a habit of talking all the time about everything that's going on. And you can be sure that during the crisis, everybody talks about the crisis 24/7. They have an institution in Mali called the GRIN. You spell it like grin, G-R-I-N, but you say it the French way, it's GRIN. And basically, it's where people of the same age, men, sit on street corners, make tea, and chat. Yeah? And everybody's member of their own GRIN.
Okay.
And the fact that the people you chat with at the age of 15, you'll be chatting with them at the age of 55 on the street corner, right?
Wow.
And everybody says that that's an absolute Malian tradition, but what the crisis is it made them activists. And that's a big difference. They weren't just talking about it anymore. They were getting up on stage. They were putting themselves on the line in a way. They were taking risks. And just becoming real fighters rather than just talkers. And that's what the crisis did to them, to their way of seeing and their way of being in the world.
And I think that's a great thing, because as artists, and, you know, when you're an artist and, you know, if you're fortunate enough to become a celebrity and you have a platform to be an activist, to be, have a voice for something greater than you. And the fact that you all have done it, I think that is amazing, because so many artists don't realize their platform for what they can do to make change and evoke change. And the fact that you all have done that through art, I think it resonates, allows you to reach more people.
Look, that's a very good point. It's something deeper. Il y a beaucoup d'artistes qui ne se rendent pas compte que eux, ils ont le micro dans la main. Ils ont la plateforme. Ils ont ce pouvoir de dire des choses, quoi. Ils n'utilisent pas ça, quoi. Donc, c'est vraiment super de s'entendre que vous vous êtes rendu compte que vous avez ça à cause de la crise. Que c'est important de se mettre en
merci.
Yeah. Thank you.
For a last question?
Yes. Are you all excited about the U.S. tour? Is there any chance that you all, I don't know if you all have or have already or will in the future, but during the film, Disco and Kiara, I enjoyed them, and I was wondering, have you all made any music together, or will you make any music together in the future?
With who? Did you say Disco? With Disco. Yeah. Est-ce que vous avez des projets de travailler, de faire quelque chose avec Disco dans l'avenir, de peut-être travailler avec elle, enregistrer avec elle, etc.?
They're
open to everyone. Everyone is welcome to come and work with them. And if they can find time to work with different artists from back home, it's a pleasure for them.
Okay. What is one thing with culture here in America that has surprised you coming to, I guess, with the premiere of the film? I know you all have encountered a lot of different people in New York. What has been one shocking wow factor for the reception you all have received?
Sorry, I didn't quite hear that.
What has been shocking about the reception that you all have received in New York City thus far for the premiere?
Shocking in a good way or shocking in a bad way?
No, in a good way. What has been like? What has made you go? What has surprised you the most?
Yeah. Vous êtes là pour faire la promotion du premier du film, la première qui va se faire demain soir. Qu'est-ce que dans toute cette expérience vous a pendant ces derniers jours vous a excité le plus, quoi? Quel événement, quelle rencontre vous a donné le plus de plaisir, quoi? Ici à New York.
Oui, il y a chaque fois qu'on vient ici, on peut expliquer vraiment à Misa. On rencontre des gens très amicaux. Chaque fois qu'on est là, on fait des conseils. Bien vrai qu'on n'a pas fait grand-chose comparativement à l'Angleterre. On n'a pas beaucoup travaillé sur le territoire américain, mais chaque fois on a un très bon public devant nous et puis on rencontre chaque fois des nouveaux amis.
Le choc
to the party booking for lovely film from New York, who attend the shooting where Kaziman booking for the artist African was a teaser then the field and then studio seven.
So, what's been really great is that obviously the most of their success has happened to them in Europe so far.
Yeah.
Especially in Great Britain. They've been to the States a few times. They always find that the audience in New York is very friendly, very open, very receptive. And so it's a pleasure to come here, you know?
Yeah.
And then Ali said that the shock is really being here in New York City, because for most African artists, that's beyond the imagination, just that.
Yeah.
And then to be in a studio inside a building, after doing 10 hours worth of interviews, that's also a bit of a shock.
Yeah, I know you're ready to do something else today.
Because, you know, they've never done that before. So this is a baptism of fire.
Okay, well,
in
closing, is there anything that you would like to say to your fans? Anything you want to let us know for his upcoming projects and things to look forward to? Where to?
La musique américaine, tout le monde connaît New York. Donc New York aussi doit connaître tout. C'est le 14 avril au Poisson Rouge.
Yeah. So they invite everyone, every New Yorker, to come and see the film in the next week. When is the film being shown?
Village
Cinema on November the 4th. March the 4th. And it's having a run there. Everybody come and see it. The more the film, the more people come and see the film, the more the film will be accepted by people who are still resisting it in the media and stuff like that. So that's very, very important. And also, everybody should come and see the Song We Blues for performing here on the
14th
of April at the Poisson Rouge. And how do you end it by saying the world knows New York, the entire world knows American music. Now America and New York need to give something back and find out about African music.
Mercy.
That's the final statement.
Well, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
And I'll have everything together, and I'll have it posted and sent to y'all by this, probably by Friday. So look forward to it, and wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.